I, Lanello, come fresh from a sacred room in the retreat of the Buddha of the Diamond Crystal Light. And within this sacred room, no sound is heard. For a magical dynamic manifests whereby all sound is absorbed into the great silence. And in this soundless state, where there is no movement, one may meditate upon the great silence in inner stillness and accessed from within the cosmic void the creative fires of the All and understand those things which humanity and mass cannot penetrate. During your Meiru University class, Blessed Ones, on inner stillness, which is occurring now, many of you have been encouraged to observe your mind, your thoughts, and your thought processes, and in an objective self-observation, take stock and go deeper into the dynamics of inner stillness. For if you are courageous enough to come with us, the Buddhas, into this realm, you may discover new aspects of self. You may in your light body interpenetrate with others, moving in realms of cosmic consciousness and solar awareness, and just be able to resolve the dynamic of who you are, the great conundrum of life itself, from this point of purity within the mind of God. Yes, inner stillness is the pure mind state of being. What mind, you ask? The mind that matters. The mind that is simultaneously enriched by the allness of omniscience, while also empty to receive that all of the One. As your Bodhidharma, in one lifetime, I was able to cognize through the Zen path of Buddhism certain illumined mind states of being that allowed me to enter into a type of divine comprehension that is a requirement for Buddhahood and to enter the pure land of those omniscient ones who abide ever in spirit. So I encourage you, and especially those who desire greater mindfulness, patience with yourself, and who choose to enter the resolute state whereby you can feel your true selfhood, your I Am presence. You can know the dynamics of light, power, wisdom, and love in balance within your heart. And you can intuit the crystalline nature of all life as we know it, and as the Buddha of the diamond crystal light breathes it unto all who come within the atmosphere of his retreat over this place. O ye would be pure in body, mind, and soul, begin with the heart. Know that when your heart truly is one with the pure heart of God, you then have access to all other aspects of purity that may flow through your being, that may course through your consciousness, in order that that light of purity may give birth to a new world of beauty, harmony, and peace. O gracious ones, even an hour of your time within this room where there is no sound and where it is in effect easy for anyone to be more self-observant and enter the state of inner stillness, will afford you much in the way of discovering the key to your divinity, and that which will allow you to resolve the last vestiges of your karma upon earth, the dynamics of those relationships which have at times been somewhat strenuous on your psyche. For you see, when you can enter the pure state of stillness, there is a non-reactivity of beingness that manifests within your consciousness, wherein this attentive mode of moderation in all things, you move not to the left, to the right, butting your head up against any wall. You are centered. You are fulfilled. You are crystalline, having entered the thoughts of God, the mindfulness of the All-Knowing One. As you self-discover greater and greater levels of inner purity through inner stillness, the Divine One will hum through you, the Mothers of Heaven will emanate through your soul, The virtues of God will play and dance within your auric field, and there will be, in fleeting moments of God's self-realization, the infinitude of grace bestowed upon you, which as you garner them as a garment of white light in your auric field, may accrue to compose your eternal light body. Yes, these fleeting moments of knowingness may ultimately gather the fire divine within you to mold you into a golden crystal age man or woman, fully ensconced in the fleecy white radiance, like that which enfolds Sanat Kumara and his beloved Venus and all of their divine ancient glory. O holy ones of God, there is much more for you to discover within this sacred retreat of the Buddha above you. If you would simply ask to attend various sessions of training, teaching, and sharing, and ask also to remember in the morning at least tidbits of what you are taught, you may just recall the miraculous and find those keys to greater advancement on your path, those wonderments of the Spirit, which will continuously, like a fountain, nurture your true essence, providing the peaceable kingdom right within you 24/7. Harmony in all that you feel and experience, and beingness as you have never known it quite yet, as we do. The Lord Confucius is with you also this evening to ray forth divine concepts as engrams of light into your mind, and these ideations from his great Buddhic mind, co-creative in their power of transformative change within you, may give rise, if you choose to accept them and to nurture them within you, of a new world experience. You will be blessed and be able in all things to magnify the Lord and glorify God through your own crystal nature of divine light. I increase the wave patterns of Buddhic mindfulness within this community now, and the amplitudes and the dynamics of what I have accessed in God consciousness and what you have called cosmic consciousness, are now expanded to encompass a greater field within a greater community of light bearers who I am drawing to you through your conscious efforts of heart sharing and all that you together are participating in within your broadcast activities, within your givingness to life and all services and blessings. Yes, I have stepped through the veil this night to participate with you in as tangible a way as I am allowed. And for those who accept my presence and those who would become all that they can be, I will continue to love you as a true guru does, and quicken you as a mentor of spirit. Is graced with the opportunity presented by God to serve as a shepherd his own. Now there is a collectivity of this Buddhic mindfulness drawn into a point from which I ray forth into this planet, solar streams of sacred fire for the illumination of life everywhere. And for the awakening, the grand awakening, to begin in earnest through you, I thank you.